We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I don't believe in ghosts. I'm a skeptic. And yet, there are millions of people all over the world that do. And every year they try to call and convince me that their ghost story was real. We're going back. This is like one of our greatest hits files.
This was one from last year that we got. And I'm not sure if you actually heard this one or not.
Okay.
This might be new to you.
Okay, listen close. Here's her story trying to tell me about a, quote, real ghost.
20 years ago when I was pregnant with my son, we lived in this house where the lady had died previously. And every time we would come home, all of our pictures on the wall were always tilted to the left. Now, I tested this theory to make sure it wasn't the wind or someone screwing with me, and it was literally her going and cooking all my pictures. Not only that, but we had a chair that I was going to rock my son in, and it swiveled. And my husband was messing around in the chair, and he turned the chair 360, and we have a basket of shoes because I don't let people wear shoes in my house. Mm-hmm. And when he turned 360, all of the shoes were lined up and organized in order around him.
Ew!
I'm not even joking.
How long did you live in this house?
Not very long.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
How do you explain that?
What if it's an elaborate prank? What if somebody is messing with her? What if her husband is staging this elaborate prank?
No. She said she tested everything, and all of a sudden, all the pictures are all sideways, and shoes just line up by themselves.
And people are always so thorough when they do things like this, aren't they?
It was a ghost.
They are infallible.
You need to believe in this.
You hadn't got me yet. Anybody who wants to try to sway me, if you've got a ghost story that we haven't heard, okay, I'll listen.
All right. Call us or text us 888-431-3764. I need your help to convince Scott that ghosts are real.
Yeah. We'll see. I still haven't heard one yet that makes me go, I believe. We do this every year.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be the year. We're going to get the call that is going to convince you that ghosts do exist.
Okay. Do you have a story that you would like to tell to make a believer out of me? I'm a skeptic.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I'm still kind of a skeptic myself, but I have a very coincidental story.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, when I was a little girl, I'd probably say about 5 or 6 years old, I lived in a house with my mom and my sister, and I always thought that when I went to bed that I saw a family standing in my doorway. So it was like a man, a woman, and a young girl. So I would always flip around and be sleeping on the wrong side of the bed so that I wasn't facing the door anymore. Sometimes I'd go sleep in the hallway outside of my mom's door because she always slept with the door closed. And you know, all these years, I just figured that I was, you know, just little and I was scared of the dark or something. Well, a couple years ago, we were reminiscing, and then I brought up the house on Church Street, and I was like, yeah, I was so scared of that house, and I always thought that I saw ghosts in that house. And my mom and my sister were like, really? Are you serious? I said, yeah, I always thought, you know, I saw these people in my doorway. That's why I always slept facing the wall and not facing the door. I slept on the wrong side of the bed, and I would always come to your door and sleep in the hallway because I was afraid. And my mom goes, I slept with the door closed because I saw them too.
Ooh.
And this was, I've always been, I'm still kind of a skeptic, but that kind of freaked me out a little bit. And so other people saw it, and it was, you know, 20 years had passed before we even talked about it. And it turned out that they actually saw people in the shadows and stuff in that house as well.
That is so freaky. I totally have chills.
That's a pretty good one.
What do you think?
Nah.
What?
Nah. Nah.
Why don't you believe?
Could have been anything. Could have had a gas leak and they were all hallucinating.
Oh, gosh.
Could have been. There's a reasonable explanation.
I have another ghost story for you. I'm going to convince you that ghosts are real. I try this every year, and every year you make up some random excuse This one freaked me out.
Okay. Yes. So when, set the scene for us about this story.
About like 10 years ago, my husband, then boyfriend at the time, were at my uncle's house, and it was Halloween night, and we were sleeping at his house, at my uncle's house, and I kept waking up feeling this like weird like pressure on the bed. And I was like, what is happening? Like, what is going on? And I looked down at the foot of the bed, and I kid you not, I saw this little girl that was probably about 2 or 3 years old, wearing this yellow dress with, like, almost like a baby doll looking dress. And I was like, okay, this is really weird. Turned around, tried to go back to sleep. Then I kept hearing almost like dogs walking on hardwood floor. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's just his dog. But then I remembered that his dog had passed away, like, the year before. So I was like, okay, this is weird. And I kept seeing weird things, and I was going to run over to my aunt's house next door and leave my husband there because I was just like, I can't deal with this. And I was just like, okay, it's probably a bad idea to do that. And so the next morning, you know, my husband, or then boyfriend at the time, was like, hey, did you hear all that stuff last night? And I'm like, what did you hear? And my husband, he doesn't believe in supernatural stuff. He's just a very fact-of-the-matter type of person. And I'm like, what did you hear? And he's like, I heard like a dog, and I kept hearing it. Like, there's a dog walking around. And I'm like, okay, so did I. And it freaked me out. Well, then I was talking to my aunt about the little girl that I saw. And I had a cousin who died when she was 3 years old of cancer. And my aunt, I was telling her, and she's like, and I had never met her. I was too little. I had to even remember her. And my aunt told me that she had given my cousin that dress when for her birthday the year that she had passed away. And I was just like, what the heck? Like, and just the same features, everything I was describing, she's like, that is just like your cousin.
Oh my gosh,
just like her. And I was just, I couldn't. So then like the next, I came back home. They live up in Northern California. I came back down, and I was talking to my aunt, my other aunt, who is my cousin's mom. And she just started crying, and she's like, that's my baby girl, like,
oh,
that was her. And I just, that it freaked me out. Mm-hmm.
Family or not, that's creepy.
Yeah.
How do you explain that, Scott?
Well, I can't tell you right now, other than you know, it's a sad story, sad for the family, and maybe this is part of their grieving process. I don't know. I really don't know.
It was a ghost. It was the ghost of her cousin.
I don't know.
Do you believe a little bit?
No. I'm sorry.
Scott!
I will challenge the ghost again. Come show yourself to me. Let me see you. I do not believe in ghosts.
And I am going to change your opinion of that.
You say this every year.
Come on. Some of these ghost stories so far this year have been super creepy, and you can't explain them.
This was a good one.
My husband passed away about 8 years ago in our home. About a year later, my girlfriend and I had gone out, and she stayed overnight. She slept in what used to be my son's bedroom. Next morning, she got up, and she said, you know your husband's in this bedroom, right? I'm like,
what?
Excuse me?
What?
She goes, yeah, he's just kind of hanging out. He didn't bother me. I was like, okay. And I didn't know what to think about that. But then 6 months later, a girlfriend was visiting me from Pennsylvania. Mind you, she has never met my other girlfriend. And my dog was sleeping in the bedroom with her, that same bedroom. And the next morning, she got up and she goes, that picture in the hallway, is that your husband, right? I said, yeah. She said, a cobra woke me up growling last night, and I woke up, and I saw him.
Whoa.
And she said, your dog kind of growled and kind of lunged a little bit, and he was gone.
How did your dog get along with your husband when he was around?
I did not have the dog.
Oh.
When my husband was alive.
Okay.
Now, have you ever seen your husband in your house?
Not in my house, in a dream, yes.
So do you get any other vibe, any feelings, anything that he's still there with you?
Sometimes, like, he stayed out in the garage. He was a carpenter and worked on cars, so he was out there all the time. And when I'm out in the garage sometimes, I get a little freaked out feeling. I have to have the light on all the time.
Thank you for your story.
Yeah, thanks so much.
You're welcome. I hope it helped convince you, Scott.
Well, I'm still a little skeptical, just a little, but that's pretty amazing. That's what I do. I question. That's what skeptics do.
How would you explain that, though?
Well, right off the top of my head, I really don't have an explanation.
Mm-hmm. Other than it was the ghost of her husband.
Well, I know people grieve in different ways.
It wasn't her seeing him, though. It was her friend's.
But her friend obviously had a relationship with him.
No, the one didn't know.
She knew. Well,
you see, it's a ghost.
Maybe there's a gas leak in the house and they're hallucinating. It's Scott and Kelly, 551. All right. Here we go. Another, quote, real ghost story designed to make a believer out of me. I'm listening.
Good morning, Scott. I have a ghost story for you.
A real ghost story.
A real ghost story. Okay. This house is truly haunted. I can give you the address. I lived in it for about 10 years. We came home, and when I was walking through my dining room, my hutch doors were open. So I asked my sister-in-law, I'm like, did somebody open my hutch? Were the kids in here? And she's like, no, they weren't in here. So I proceeded through my dining room after I closed my hutch doors. I got some laundry out of my washroom, which is off my kitchen. Came back through. My sister-in-law said, oh, I'll help you fold that. We get back into my bedroom. I set my laundry basket down, and we hear dishes breaking, like a bunch of dishes breaking. So we run back out. I'm like, oh, my God, the kids are in the hutch. So they were pretty little. As I walked through my entry hall, we have a Dutch door. My husband, my brother-in-law, and all the kids were outside. No one was in the house but my sister-in-law and my. There was glass, broken dishes from my hutch on top of my table that were all broken. Was all the back row of the saucers and cups that fell out over the front row. The front row was completely undisturbed. And that one piece of glass on my floor.
Ew.
This house, it's in Altadena.
Mm-hmm.
This house was built in like the early 1920s. It had a huge pull-down staircase. And every time I walked, even now just telling you about it, I'm getting chills. But every time I walked in that hall and under the stairs, I got the eeriest feeling. I don't know why. Like somebody was watching me there every time. But that house is definitely truly haunted.
How do you explain that, Scott? The saucers from the second row flew over the front row and only broke on the table, on the floor.
Maybe it was one of the kids. Maybe it was
they
one
were
of the
outside
kids
with the dads.
Oh, that's what they told you. That's what they want you to believe.
Nope, it was a ghost.
How do I even know this story is true?
Because she told you. People aren't going to just call and lie to you.
Okay.
We're trying to get you to believe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.